Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Mike Calta show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This is a little gift for you.
I'm out of cream.
That's one way to run the crane. Dominic Ferriello is here. We'll bring him in the next break, but if you want to get on hold, now is the time to do it. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Carmen is often the subject of ridicule on this show. You make fun of her lack of knowledge of things, mostly based on her age. Carmen.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some names, and you tell me if these people are real presidents or not.
Okay.
All right. James Polk.
No.
Okay. He is, in fact, a president.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to give you the name. You just tell me whether they were U.S. president or not.
Okay.
Okay. Anson Williams.
Anson? No.
Okay. That's correct.
Potsy.
William Harrison.
William Harrison. Harrison. Yes.
Correct. Millard Fillmore.
I want to say, wait, what was the first name?
Millard.
I want to say yes because of the first name, but no because of the last name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with yes.
That's correct. Ronald Howard.
Ronald Howard. No.
That's correct. Donald Most.
No.
Okay. Austin Houston.
No.
James Garfield.
Yes.
Rutherford Hayes.
Rutherford Hayes. No.
It's incorrect. Rutherford B. Hayes was, in fact, president in 1877.
I thought you were checking the last name.
Yeah. Not trying to trick you. Just trying to check your knowledge. John Glenn.
No.
That's correct. Astronaut. Warren Harding.
No.
Was, in fact, president.
Darn it.
See, it's very tricky, and Carmen, you are not the only one that doesn't know anything. Has anybody ever heard the show John and Haley or seen the show or clips of it?
John and Haley?
Yeah, it's like a midday talk show, kind of like a Regis Bill, and Haley.
No.
John and Haley were discussing Chester Arthur. Is Chester Arthur, in fact, a president, Carmen?
Chester Arthur?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They were talking about a dog in the dog show and whether or not that dog looked like somebody famous, and the name Chester Arthur came up, and the argument of whether or not Chester Arthur was, in fact, United States president.
Oh, like the Arthur Chester look. Is that, or Chester A. Arthur. I'm sorry, I said it backwards.
Either
I gave you the phone book version.
I don't know.
Chester Arthur. You don't know? He was president?
He was not president.
Chester Arthur? You sure about that?
100% sure.
Maybe it was, who am I thinking of?
I don't know, Taft? I have no idea Taft. Who you're talking about. Woodrow Wilson.
No, it was before that. Somebody look that up. I think it was Chester A. Arthur.
There was no president named Chester A. Jesse, look it up.
Full on, both of them are confused as to whether or not Chester Arthur. In fact, the other one said she bet 100%.
100%.
There was no Chester A. Arthur.
And she was so positive that it threw him off, and he was like, am I thinking of somebody else?
Right. I could not name all the presidents, and I certainly couldn't tell you in which order they're in, but if you gave me the name, I would no doubt be able to tell you whether or not they were a president.
Yeah.
And there's no way. In the Chester A. Arthur and Warren G. Harding, like, you know, those are names you all learn together. Like, you have to get the middle initial. Like,
Michael J. Fox.
Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah.
All presidents. I try to throw you off by leaving out
the middle
name.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought you were trying to mix up the last names. So, like, I know, like, the first and last names, those are presidents, but, like, when you put them together, you're, I don't know.
Was Martin Van Heusen a president?
No.
Was Zach Taylor a president?
Yes.
Was Martin Van Buren a president?
No.
Yes. Was Benjamin Franklin Pierce a president?
Ooh, Benjamin. No.
That's correct. He was from MASH, but Franklin Pierce was a president. Then there's too many Adams and too many of the other.
What about Michael Pettaway Tomlin?
Tomlin was, yes.
No.
Coach of the Steelers.
Pettaway?
Pettaway, yeah.
Who?
That's what I say whenever you see my dog. I go, Pettaway.
Carmen, Charles Dawes. Charles G. Dawes.
No.
Correct.
Okay.
Calvin Coolidge.
No.
Calvin Coolidge was, in fact,
what?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just Coolidge. That's
With a name like Coolidge, how could you not be president?
How about Hubert Humphrey?
No.
Yeah, no. We never had a President Humphrey.
What about John Tyler?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. I'm looking at a lot of the vice presidents.
Oh, there's no way.
Real quick. I have two for you. You tell me which one was president. John Quincy Adams, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Which one was president?
First one.
Oh, okay.
I know that one.
Well played, sir.
Oh, there you go. A little bit of... you are as smart as John and Haley.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to point out.
Nailed it.
What? I mean, you can't... you should not be allowed to be on TV if you can't... if you're going to so vehemently argue that there was not a president with our name. So
you're going to cancel a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Kardashians are done.
That's true.
All the Real Housewives.
That's true.
Well, what if you just make it like news shows? You have to take like an annual test, like a knowledge test.
This wasn't even a news show.
They were talking about dogs.
Yeah, it's like a daytime talk show, whatever. Yeah.
You should be knowledgeable about, you know.
Certainly for the
American
news.
American history.
Were there any single presidents not married? Goddamn, Joey and Gio are so loud.
I know. My headphones. What is going on?
You're in another room and I can hear you idiots through my headphones. Shut up.
Me.
Who is it?
It's Dom and Gio.
Oh, my God. Yakety yak.
Don't come back.
Andrew Jackson's wife died before he took office. He's like, I'm going to get so much ass as president. Have her killed.
Oh, my God.
So did Thomas Jefferson's wife, but she had, like, the scurvy or something.
Oh.
John Tyler had two wives. He had Letitia Tyler and Julia Gardner.
Wow.
Buchanan was single, right?
I don't know.
I want to say Buchanan was the one that was, like, one of
them. It's pronounced Buchanan.
Let me look it up.
What number was he? I'll find him. Buchanan never married.
Yep,
well, first gay president. First gay president was right before Lincoln. And then Benjamin Harrison had... Harrison's second wife was never a first lady. He was married twice, but his second wife was not while he was in office, I guess.
There have been 8 presidents who were single during their presidential tenure. Like you said, Jefferson,
Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Martin Van Buren.
Buchanan.
John Tyler.
Not Harrison.
Chester Arthur. Grover Cleveland. Harrison. Benjamin Harrison and Woodrow Wilson. Yeah,
Woodrow Wilson had 3 broads. He had Ellen Axon Wilson, Edith Bowling, and Galt Wilson.
All sound like
a woman named Galt be?
Yeah, how hot could a guy named Grover be?
Ellen, Edith, and Galt. What would you rather be, a Grover or a Woodrow?
I think I'd rather be a Grover. We should try to bring that game. Really?
Yeah, I'd be a Woody.
A Woody? No, I want to be a Grover, you know?
That's all I think. Yeah, I got to tell you, you look at some of these great names that the presidents had, where you get in there and a Millard and a Franklin and an Abraham, Ulysses, Rutherford. Oh, man, Rutherford's a name.
That is good.
How is Rutherford not our first black president?
Yeah.
Chester, Grover, Benjamin,
Lyndon.
Woodrow, Lyndon.
Ulysses is a good one.
Around the 70s is where they lost us.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Ronald, George, Bill. Oh, then Barack brought it back, though. Yeah. Barack brought it back to old school Garfield days. Oh, man. All right, listen. Here come the phone calls. A flight attendant pushed Lewis.
Oh.
Sharon's got a traffic accident. And AJ, his radio stopped working. He just wants to listen. Buy a new radio. I clog up my phone lines. I got to open up lines for Ask the Dom. I will tell you the 800 lines are open. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Get on now because by the time I take a break and come back, the phone lines will be full. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about Galvin's Lawn Guy.
Yes.
Not because he does such a great job of cutting the lawn, which he does.
Yeah.
But because, let's face it, Galvin. Galvin used to say, this is what Galvin was telling me off the break. I used to be cutting the lawn, and Galvin look out the window and go, look at my fat lawn guy. He's just a lard of a guy.
You know what's funny?
Sweating.
You know what's funny is he's listening, and he knows that's not true because he never actually comes and mows my lawn. He owns the company. Other guys come and do it. Because I asked him, I go, do I pay those? And he goes, oh, God, no. Give me the money. Don't pay them.
But
he just texted me, so he did the Dr. Urshan diet. He was talking to me about it, and I said, yes, absolutely. Do it. You're going to lose the weight and stuff. He just texted me. Day 41 now. So 40 days, he lost 38.5 pounds.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, that's any average guy, girl, young, old, you can do it. Dr. Urshan's got it dialed in. You want to lose that weight? You want to stop playing around? That's the way to do it. GetThinBone.com. GetThinBone.com. Make an appointment and get in there now. Brandon, there's a location there for you. Tampa, it's been there forever. Largo, St. Pete, waiting for you to get in there and get thin. GetThinBone.com.
And my lawn guy is a guy who's out there and active and doing stuff, but needed that little bit extra to lose some more weight. So he asked me, he goes, is it worth it? I go, you're going to lose the weight. Do it, and you'll get it done. So 40 days, lost 38.5 pounds.
If you're somebody else in Galvin's life who you probably assume Galvin's looking at you with disgust.
Yeah.
Go call Dr. Urshan.
Oil change guy, I'm looking at you.
Oh, God. Pool guy, you big slob. GetThinBone.com and let Dr. Urshan change your life. We'll take a break. Dominic Ferriello will be in the studio with us to take your legal calls. 800-771-1025 lines open. I'll get to him right next.
The Mike Calta Show on 1025.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.